education. And more importantly, they have, I think 50% of these students must be Pell eligible. So it's really a very complicated process to become Hispanic servant.
What's the significance of that? What comes along with that designation?
I can give you my response, and then I think Tim can add more. But if you are a Hispanic serving institution, there are title dollars. There are monies designated for those institutions. We are an Asian serving institution, so we've qualified for a major federal grant to help with the integration, support, and mentoring of these students within the institution. Tim, did I articulate that correctly? Thank you. Okay, moving on. UIC and Standard Peer Group. For SIN-enrolled undergraduate students from underrepresented groups, fall of 2011. The percent of undergraduate students from underrepresented groups at UIC is higher than the peer median. And again, we need to build on our success. Moving on. UIC and Chicago area comparison groups. Percent enrolled undergraduate students from underrepresented groups fall 2006 through fall of 2011. Consistent with national trends, enrollment diversity at Chicago area universities continues to grow. In this dynamic environment, UIC remains competitive and above the peer median. Again, our task, Chairman Kennedy, is to develop more partnerships with relevant community colleges and other universities and qualify for becoming a designated Latino-serving institution and increase, as I said earlier, African-American enrollment by 3%.
So does that mean that the key strategy is to get transfer students?
That is one strategy, yes, sir. I mean, I read this one article that the Educational Testing Services at Princeton provided. If we can get more transfer students who have at least, I think it's 24 credit hours, Mary? 24 credit hours. The success rate and the retention rate, the persistence, and it'll impact our persistence and our graduation rates in a positive way. So these transfer students have gotten acclimated to a two-year institution, and they're not as much of a risk in terms of persistence and graduation rates. Does this make sense?
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. I was just wondering how we look at increasing the numbers in this area as transfers versus high school seniors matriculating into the freshman program.
Well, we have a guaranteed admit transfer program with the Chicago community, with Chicago City Colleges, CCT, and we're experimenting and thinking about other similar relationships. Lon, do you have any information that you'd like to share in terms of that concern?
Yes, I think that's something that there's many different parameters to that balance. Relate back to the way we fund the colleges on the one hand, incoming freshmen earn more money for the colleges, upper division students cost more as we go forward because we're kind of faculty. So there's a question there with the individual colleges about the balance between the two. In terms of graduation rate at the moment, in terms of calculating retention, transfer students don't count, if you will. IPEX doesn't look at those numbers. We can look at them internally. So overall rates would only be based on freshmen. So our graduation rate. We might well want to focus on the subset of the students we're currently doing it and then make up the rest of the class to a transfer student. But that would then change the economic situation for those colleges. We have a strange situation in LAS at the moment where if you look at students who have finished their first 2 years and their graduation rate is actually better than the transfer student's graduation rate, that's not the way that the nation functions.
And does the strategy in those areas, the tactics, does that get reduced to a document at some point, or?
I guess discussed in the section Frank and Mary to do it with each of the line colleges, and they go through very carefully what strategies are within that college moving forward. That comes to what faculty they have, their financial strategies at that point, how they relate back to their academic strategies, and those numbers are then proposed.
Got a follow-on question here,
please.
So I didn't realize that this was the case. I knew that there was.